So yeah, so having just listened to this song with an interruption, do you hear what I hear? My offering this morning is simply this, two words. And obviously the first one is here. And that's really important. But the second one is equally as important. Because if you hear, then you also need to be able to do this. You need to be able to heed. Stop in your tracks, comprehend. So hear and heed. Really important. So do you hear what I hear? Do you see what I see? If you remember nothing of what I said, and this maybe goes to the young Rogers, in years to come, when you hear that song, do you hear what I hear? Always remember this. It's about hearing and also about heeding. So hearing and heeding. So why is that important? Because you see, everyone that can hear has a response. God is still speaking to us as a nation, even if we have turned Christmas and gone completely crack with it, and we've made it a consumerism, and we started it in November, and we're trying to leave him out. He's still speaking to us. It's our ability to hear and to heed. So let's say God is speaking to us, and he is, in a number of ways. What that does then is that there is a warning in Scripture about hearing. This is Jesus speaking. He says, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Oh, be the hokey. Something's gone wrong here this morning. Consider carefully what you hear, he continued. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you and even more. And verse 25 says it this way. Whoever has been given more, and something has gone really wrong, isn't it? Yeah. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken from him. So when you hear what the Lord is saying is, depending on what you do with it, more is given to you. If you ignore what is heard, even the bit you have heard will be taken from you. So can you see why hearing and heeding is so important? People think just because God speaks, they can do whatever they want. But there are responses then that we get with this. God is speaking, and people can choose a variety of four responses. The first is to ignore. Very common today. God is speaking, but just ignore that. You've met people like that with that kind of an attitude of all stages of life. Others, not so much they hear, they don't so much ignore, they go to the next stage. And the next stage is simply this. They dismiss it. Ah, no time for anything like that's old stuff. Not relevant to where I'm at. So they just dismiss it. Or simply say, look, I'm not the religious type, so that doesn't interest me. I like Christmas, but this, the other side, that doesn't interest me. So some ignore it, some dismiss it. And then some who are more militant and have stronger opinions will go this way. They'll reject it. God is speaking and hasn't stopped. But people can ignore, dismiss, reject. And ultimately, it gets to stage four. If we do any of these things, stage four is where we're really at as a nation. We simply choose to disobey. That's the secular world. Hear and heed. But you know, the frightening thing about that is it's every bit as common in the Christian world. God can be speaking, and I can choose to ignore him. God can speak, and I can choose to dismiss it. He can speak, and I can choose to reject it as a Christian. And I can choose to disobey it and say, it'll be fine. Both worlds can do the very same thing with what they hear. Some people, the Lord is speaking, say, but I know he was speaking to me, but I ignored it. You've heard people saying that, of faith. You ever say to this, I thought it was him, I'm sure it was him, but I just missed it because look, it was too inconvenient, it was too demanding, whatever the case may be. Or number three is, yes, I couldn't ignore it, I tried to dismiss it, but I just said this, I am not doing this, so I'm going to disobey. Hear and heed. So you can see where we go with it, can't you? And all of this is back down to an individual response. We are where we are in the nation because of a group of individual responses. Ultimately, there are other factors, I grant you that, but ultimately it's individual responses and individual choices. When the Lord speaks, I can choose to ignore it, dismiss it, reject it, disobey it. And I can do that as a Christian, and I can do it as a pagan. Either way, but the Lord is speaking. I will move on. The New Living Translation says the very same thing. This is Mark 4 again. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Then he added, pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding will be given, and you will receive even more. Oops, come back here. To those who listen to my teachings, more understanding will be given. But for those who are not listening, even with little understanding, they have been taken away from them. Even, yeah. God is not neutral in the area of listening. Man thinks because he's disobeying, rejecting, dismissing, that it doesn't make any difference. God is saying, you don't want to know, that's fine. Even the bit you have will be taken from you, but you are interested in hearing, then more will be given to you. Hear and heed. Now the question is, what has that got to do with the Christmas story? Good question, isn't it? Here you are on a Christmas morning, and we've gone through Johnny Mathis, Glee, Do You Hear What I Hear, and then Dallas, First Baptist Dallas, to give us a blast of, oh, come all you faithful, and joy to the world. And we're talking about hearing and hearing and the Christmas story. But you see, much of what happened in the first Christmas was about hearing and heeding. They just heard what the Lord was saying to them, and they pretty much followed it. They didn't ignore it. They didn't dismiss it. They didn't reject it. In actual fact, they might have stumbled a bit in the beginning trying to get a handle on it, understandably so, but they actually managed to hear and heed and do what was asked of them. Isn't that right? So, we'll take Mary. The angel shows up, we know the story, and tells her about that, you know, she's blessed, has favor before the Lord, and that she is going to become pregnant by a move of God that was never known of beforehand and never known since. So she heard very clearly. But in the hearing, there was also the heeding. She said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be according to your word. In other words, she's saying, if that's what you want, Lord, that's what you get. Mary heard, Mary heeded. But she could choose to ignore. Don't be hard to ignore the angel. I wish you that. She could dismiss it as she ate something for her supper that she shouldn't have ate, or, you know, something's going radically wrong. She has some kind of a virus and she's delirious. She could. She could reject it and say there is no biblical precedent, if she could find a verse that says a virgin with a child, well, she can't say, that doesn't apply to me. She heard and she heeded. Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be according to your word. She could have rejected it, and the Lord would have moved on and found another girl somewhere who would say yes. In dismissing, ignoring, rejecting, she could have missed out on her whole purpose of God for her entire existence on this earth. But in order to know, she needed to hear, and then she needed to heed. Would you agree with that? The next fellow is Joseph. No, Joseph is in a dilemma we talked about before. Is here he is, you know, engaged, betrothed, even it had a legal binding. And Mary is pregnant, and she's come up with this thing of the Spirit of God. Now, who in their right mind is going to believe that? Have you ever heard? I've never heard of a woman becoming pregnant by the Spirit of God ever. Here's Joseph, and he's asleep. The only time you could get his attention was when he's asleep, obviously. And the angel comes and he says to him, do not be afraid, you know, to marry Mary, or to take Mary, you know. Because, and then he explains that her story, as unbelievable as it seems, is true. So Joseph heard, and now Joseph heeds. Look at this. Joseph awoke from his sleep. He did what the angel of the Lord told him to do. He took Mary as his wife. He heard and he heeded. But he too could have chose to ignore it. It's just a dream. He could have chosen to dismiss it. Wishful thinking on my behalf. He could have chosen to reject it. This is my subconscious mind playing all types of tricks. And he could have said, I am not marrying her. Guess what he has missed out on? On raising, of being the man who was given the responsibility of raising Jesus up from being a baby to a man. He heard and he heeded. So you see, it's the hearing and the heeding that is really important. You have to have both together. We've had an awful lot of hearing down through the years and not much heeding, to be honest. Or not as much heeding as we would have had hearing, because we're prone to ignore or dismiss or reject or disobey. The next crowd, this crowd heard and saw. So you can say, do you see what I see? The only crowd that could actually say that was the shepherds, right? This was their song. So the angel came and again caught him this news about the birth of Jesus and where to find him and all that. So they heard this report and now they heeded it. The shepherds said to one another, as we know, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. They heard and they heard. Lads, who ate those magic mushrooms last night? Or who's drinking that cheap wine? That's an hallucination. Angels, they could have easily ignored it or dismissed it. Or they could have chosen to disobey it. If they did, what would they have missed? They'd have missed out on being the first people, visitors that is, to see Jesus in the flesh. Mary, if she chose to not heed or to ignore, she would have missed out the opportunity of being the earthly mother of Jesus. Joseph would have missed out on marrying Mary and raising up Jesus. The shepherds could easily have missed out on being the first people to see Jesus, visitors-wise. So they heard and they heeded. You hear and then you do what is said. Hear and heed. The applications are very obvious. When the Lord speaks, it's highly unlikely it's going to be an angel. But you never know. You know, you can't dismiss it because the Lord can do things. But if he does, and the Lord gets your attention, and by that I mean is something stops you in your tracks. You're kind of stirred by it. It gets your attention. It can get it mentally, and it kind of stops you, or it touches your heart, and you know, and your emotions are touched. When that happens, or you hear a talk, or you hear a word of a song, or something that stirs you, that's the hearing. That's phase one. What you do with that hearing is really important, because the applications, you have only five options. Actually, you only have one option, but you have five options to choose from. You see, it's easy to ignore the Lord speaking. I've met many Christians who ignore the Lord speaking. They know that he's speaking to them. In other words, he's getting their attention. But for whatever reasons, they're trying to ignore it. So you can ignore it. But remember what it says, whoever hears and understands, more will be given. Whoever hears and does nothing with it, will be taken from them. In actual fact, there'll be no more insight given. And there'll even be less understanding. So we can ignore as one. We can dismiss. That's two. Like, has the Lord touched you of where you felt really strong, either in your mind or in your heart or your spirit, or something in you to do something? Of where the Lord was getting your attention and said, I want you to hear this and I want you to do it. Because this is ultimately what the Christmas story is about. People hearing and people just heeding and following along. But the Lord was setting the agenda. So you can hear and then obviously you can reject. I'm not doing it, Lord. I'm just not doing it. And he'll understand. But in rejection, that's nothing short of disobedience. But the consequences can be is you'll hear less and less and less. Or option 5 is actually you heed. You'll say, what is it that I am to do with this? You gain even more understanding if there is the willingness. And then you go and do it. Heed or hear and heed. That is where we've gone wrong as a nation, and that's how we've allowed the thing to change for us individually. You know one of the ways you can hear and heed and just, I've heard it all before, same old, same old. That's called one thing, dismissing. You may have heard it before, and if you hear it for the third time, you mustn't have understood it the first, the second time, or you haven't done it. And by His grace, He's bringing it again. Or you can ignore it and say, He's getting my attention, but I want to do my own thing. Many, many people do that, Christian and non-Christian. Doing their own thing is so important. Some people are convinced that it's okay to disobey, and he'll understand. He'll understand the human reaction to it. But there is a knock-on effect. You can get more information, you can get more understanding, but you'll not get another ounce of wisdom. And you have to live with yourself, the fact that I didn't do it. So you can see, in the hearing and in the heeding, you can follow the Lord through, but in the hearing and not the heeding, you can miss out on things that are there for you, that are part of His plan, because of any of those 4 choices. That is what the Christmas story has got to do. So, a closing illustration. I heard this morning, going out. This is only, right, I was going out, getting ready to come here, and there was a Christian station, and the guy was beginning his sermon. It sounded a very good sermon, but couldn't listen to it. And he said, Christmas can be one of the loneliest and most isolated times for some people, and it can be the happiest and the most celebrated time for others. For some, it's a coming together of family. For others, it highlights the loneliness of loneliness. And when I come out there, the Lord's reminding me, remember that path. For some, it's wonderful. For others, it's terrible. And, you know, we'll see what we can do with that. But that's just an example of Him getting my attention going out this morning. So I don't just take it from the way I view it. Because the way I view it is the way I view it. But for others, it's the absolute opposite. I need to be mindful of that. And what He'd have me do with it. That's what He has given me to give to you. Don't worry about it having to be completely supernatural. You know when you're stirred intellectually, mentally, emotionally, to the core of your being. When those things come, they're invaluable. They can take you an awful long ways in growth. But if you don't heed it, then it will gradually decrease over time, up to where you won't actually be able to hear it anymore. Lord, we take this. The crowd on Zoom didn't hear us. They were blessed, Lord. They can choose to listen to this on the web if they want. If they don't, Lord, there's no more we can do. Lord, our thing is, let us be among those who hear. And Lord, we are not putting anything on anyone, just saying this, be attentive. Lord, as we open your word, that you can speak to us so clearly to us. And Lord, in that hearing and in that heeding, is written down for us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to both hear and heed. So, Lord, we can say like to Him, do you hear what I hear? Do you see what I see? Do you know what I know? And this is our prayer, Lord, to the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen.